Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Gas. What's happening?
Chicago, man, but they lose tonight. It's over.
3-1. Yeah, definitely. Okay, now before we get into anything, man, let me ask you the fine that hit your boy off with.
Joakim Noah.
They hit your boy off with a fine $50,000. They hit Kobe off with $100,000.
Right.
Same thing. Then they. And Noah did it right after they did the big campaign about using the gay word.
Right.
So how you only get 50 and Kobe had to pay 100?
Because Kobe got two fines. He got a fine for using the word, but he also got a fine for berating an employee of the NBA.
Oh, okay.
So he got two fines. You got to remember, Noah's was to a fan. Kobe's was to, you know, a motherfucker that actually worked in the league.
Oh,
that's why
okay.
His was $100,000.
Oh, all right. Well, with that being said, y'all know tonight, well, our co-host was supposed to call in, Miss Toy. We waiting on her to see if she going to call in. And if that's you, baby. I mean, is she waiting? Is she trying to make a grand entrance?
Some number. Oh.
Miss Toy.
Yes.
What's up, baby? You spoke. Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up?
Sorry.
You sound like sleep.
Huh?
So you sound like sleep.
No.
You say what, baby?
No, I'm woke. Me and outside, I go sleep.
Well, what's good, baby? What's happening? Well, yeah, first of all, where the fuck have you been?
Working.
All right, I ain't mad at you. You know, it ain't been the same here without you. It ain't been the same without you.
Thank you. I miss y'all so much.
Yeah, I've been putting up with this old rat bastard for the past, I don't know how long. I'm so tired.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. Oh, right,
guys. So what's happening, baby? What we jumping off today? I know you guys, when the last time I talked to you, you said you had some stuff you wanted to get off your chest.
Yeah, I got a question. By the name, I just heard that you had to say, you're good enough. If they say, if a man tell you they love you, right, then if you ask them why, because I'm here with you every night, stop that asking.
Wait a minute, baby, you was breaking me, or well, you, but I couldn't hear the whole question.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I need to know the answer to. If a man says that they love you, or a woman says they love you, ask them why. And they sit up there and they say something like, I'm here with you every night, that I'll tell you that I love you. Is that acceptable?
Okay, what was his answer again?
No, I'm going to move around in my house. I'll call y'all back.
Okay.
Just try to fix my connection problem. I don't know what it is.
All right. I'm getting a lot of feedback from you too, Tama.
Really?
It's like you echoing.
What about now?
Are you good now? You good?
Yeah, I think that was her connection.
Oh, maybe so.
But anyway, let's move on.
Right. Now, check this out, dog. I was around some people, yesterday. And they told me I'm too straightforward. Now, the reason being said is because, you know, we're in a situation, you know, I'm hollering at some people. And, you know, I just ask for what I want. They said that I'm too straightforward. I ain't supposed to ask no woman for nothing. I'm supposed to at least beat around the bush, you know, take her some drink, something to eat. If she smokes, something to smoke. I'm like, I ain't got to take you all that. If you knew you wanted that before I got there, you should have went and got it.
Right, I agree 100%, man. Fuck beating around the bush for.
I got criticized hard for it, man.
I'm not going to beat around the bush, man. Because when you beat around the bush, then, you know, motherfuckers get expectations and, you know. I think if you up front, you know, no strings, no surprises. You know exactly what it is. And if you ain't down with that, you can just walk away. You know what I mean? You ain't got to say. That's how I feel about the situation. I don't mind nobody else there, but I think being straightforward is the best way to go. No surprises later on. You know what I'm saying? You start catching feelings, you know, it's time to move on. That ain't what you in it for.
But now, here's the thing. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But they was like, okay, they was like, well, how long did you know this person? I said, okay, I've been knowing this person for years. Well, if that's the case, I mean, you know, you're supposed to bring something to the table. I'm like, what? Bring them to the table for what?
Yeah, that don't make no sense. Why would you want to? I mean, if you've been on them for years, they already know what they expect anyway. Why bring something new on them? If the old shit ain't working, why start something new?
They said that's only because I deal with older women. I don't deal with that. You take in mind the people that were telling me this. They were younger. They were younger women. You know, I mean, nevertheless, they were women. I'm not going to say they're little girls because they're grown women. But they're younger. We're going to say the age range from, let's say, 21 to 25. But now they had one hanging with them that was in their 30s. And she was still saying the same shit they were saying.
Yeah, you should. They need to be calling the show. We need to dial out and call them up.
I really did try to, man.
I need to talk to them. I want to hear their voices. You know what I mean? Say smoke crazy and shit like that. Yeah, like, hey, what you bringing to the table? You know what I mean?
Right.
Why not?
You know
why beat around the bush? Or you should beat around the bush. Why? What for? Then once I beat around the bush, next day I'm playing games.
You know what, dog?
I'm playing games when I'm beating around the bush.
You know what, man? We're going to do something. We're going to do something. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try something, man. So, I'm going to try to call one of these females.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm looking for the number now. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tisha?
Oh, what's up?
Check this out, man. Remember yesterday I was talking to y'all?
Yes.
Before anything, I'm going to let you know you're on my show. You're on my show, you're on that line.
Okay, all right.
Now, remember, y'all told me that I was crazy for being too straightforward and all that good stuff, remember?
Yeah, but, you know, I was still saying, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, you was crazy.
Now, how is that crazy?
No, because the way that you, I mean, I guess it's okay to be straightforward, but you just like, shit, you calling me and you, you ain't drunk? Where your key is at? Put them to sleep, then I'll be there.
Okay.
That's straightforward. I guess it's straightforward, but at the same time, it's kind of fucked up.
But what's wrong with that?
Basically, you don't want to even be bothered with our kids. You just like, fuck it, shit. Holla at me. I'm going to come over there and fuck you and leave. Make sure you kids sleep.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. This is Father Time to call home. So you prefer a man to beat around the bush with you?
No. I'd rather you keep this straightforward, yeah. But it's a way that you can do it without having to be that flamboyant with it. Because basically you want her drunk and her kids sleep.
What's wrong with that?
Huh?
I say, what's wrong? If you knew that's how I was in the beginning, what's wrong with that? Why should it change?
Yeah, it's just certain things for certain folks. But she was okay with it. And as you see, all the rest of us was like, God damn, you know? It's kind of fucked
okay.
up. But in a way, I mean, you're a grown-ass man. That's what they do.
Okay, but now, I told y'all I wanted y'all to be on the show, but since y'all didn't call in, I was calling y'all. So you need to get them other ones on there and tell them I said give me a call, because I told y'all I was going to discuss this, and I really want everybody to hear y'all points of views on this.
Okay, I'm about to go to Shanita's house right now. I'll call in.
Yeah, poo-poo. And that other, what's the other one? Who else was with y'all?
Makita.
Yeah, your grandma called in too.
Okay. Don't make me have Grand Mary calling.
No. Leave Mary at home. Mary, fully.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm about to go to Shanita's house right now and call in.
All right. Make sure you do so. I'll be waiting.
All right. Okay.
All right. Peace.
Still not
understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, baby, what were you saying? Now, I can hear you good.
I lost my train of thought. I forget. It'll come back to me later. How y'all been? What's been going on with y'all?
Man, you know us, networking and politics, we're trying to stay up in trouble.
I hear you.
That's the best way to go.
I'm here myself.
Got a
girl Janine on that. Hello. Hello. Oh, we are echoing
something
today. I know. Is anybody sitting around with two phones?
Not me.
Okay. All right, so what's up, man? You know me. That's what we do. We network and we politic. We work on through it. Janine, tonight's topic.
Mm-hmm.
Being too straightforward.
You said what was it?
Being too straightforward. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, I was told by some people that I'm too straightforward. I don't joke around enough. I don't beat around the bush enough. You know, I come right out and say what I want.
Okay.
So, that being said, we was wondering, would you really want a guy to beat around the bush? I mean, because I was told that in order for me to come over your house, I got to bring the drink, I got to bring food, I got to bring the weed, I got to bring the whole nine yards.
I mean, personally, I like people that are straightforward, so, because I feel like, you know, people, when they trying to beat around the bush, to me, it's like you trying to play me or something. I like people to be honest and say what's on your mind, because I say what's on my mind, and if they don't like it, then, oh, well. Yeah, don't talk to me.
The same thing I said.
Exactly.
Well, now, well,
that's what it be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got some, well, they supposed to call back in. They supposed to call back in a little later, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it was like, you know, I'm too straightforward. I say whatever on my mind and all this, because, I mean, I was talking, and, I mean, you know, I was telling them, okay, yeah, I will call you. Hey, you can't sleep?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I know your kid's being up, going to create a problem, yeah, I'm going to ask, is your kid asleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you a drinker, hey, you got some drink over there?
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, no, I wasn't supposed to ask that. I'm supposed to supply it all.
You supposed to supply it all?
Yeah, I'm supposed to, like, if let's just say if we was chronic smokers, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I'm supposed to supply the chronic. If we drinkers, I'm supposed to supply the drink. If she hungry, I'm supposed to supply the food. Well, my thing, if it's 9, 10 o'clock at night and you ain't ate yet, then you just didn't want to eat.
I'm not supplying none of that, man. I don't even smoke weed, so what the fuck am I going to bring you some weed for?
Exactly. If I don't smoke it, now, I had no problem with a drink. You know, if I'm drinking something, you know, I'm going to ask you, you drink? If you drinking, you know, I know you drink what I drink, or, we kick it. I ain't got no problem, but don't tell me I'm going to bring the drink. What you bringing?
Well, that don't sound like straightforward. That sound like they saying you cheat.
maybe that's what they were trying to say. Maybe that was.
Did
you say what though?
We got Wiggle here, man. You go join the conversation or you just holding the phone, dude? What you say, man? Oh, well.
Mm. I mean, that was my whole thing about it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think cheap got nothing to do with it.
I mean, I'm saying what they saying. When he call, he always saying what they got. They saying why you don't have it or why you not buying it. That don't seem like they saying he's straightforward. It sounds to me like they saying he cheat. Like he always looking to see what everybody else got because he don't want to buy it.
But if it was like that in the beginning, why would you expect something different? If I've been coming over there, I ain't been bringing nothing in the damn beginning. Why the hell am I starting now?
Because me and people start feeling like you using them. After a minute, you know, you can't expect them to have it all the time.
All right, that's true. But I'm just saying. But check this out. I found another one of their numbers, so I'm going to make another call. I'm going to make another call to the other one of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they... Hey, did you see how nasty she answered the phone, too? What? No.
Yeah, I did.
Hello? What up? Who is this?
It's your cousin.
It's who?
I said it's your cousin.
Who?
The one that got his own show that I'm just calling you from.
You better not be calling me, having me on the spot.
Oh, no, I told you I was going to call you, so you're on my show right now, so I had to call you.
Oh, God.
All right, check,
well,
check
what?
Yourself.
You ain't call me all in the... Hey, everybody, no.
I told you I was going to bring up what y'all... Because y'all talked bad about me yesterday, so I told you I was going to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Now, y'all told me I was too straightforward, right?
Two-four.
Now.
Yes, you are.
But how could you be straightforward when all you asking is what you...
You say what now? Because I can't hear my phone breaking up.
I said, how can I be two-four when all I ask is for what I want? I mean, y'all said that...
Well, it's a certain type of way that you're supposed to go about that, though. You're not supposed to be talking about some, oh, you not drunk, and oh, where your kids... And all that, you're supposed to come to it in a better way than how you did. You was just too forward.
Okay.
Better
whatever
ways to come than to be too forward, okay. Now.
But now, this is what y'all told me. Y'all said that I'm supposed to come with the drink, with the weed, with the food.
Yeah.
Why?
Or at least come and just come and chill and watch a movie. Or not even watch a movie. Come chill and mingle for a little bit, you know, and get into the groove and get into the mood. Not just come to the door and... You on the phone with me talking about something. Well, where the key is at, and you ain't got no drink, and you want to call me when you drunk? No. At least not in my book, anyway. I don't know how your girls go. I guess they go like that because that's how you got them.
No,
we play a role.
You brand new.
No, that's even when we on the show. The first thing we taught on this show is,
nigga, check that hoe.
And that's how we do.
Oh, Lord. I guess.
Hey,
I don't know. It just ain't right to me in my book.
Let me ask you a question.
This ain't right,
though. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You prefer the man to beat around the bush, right? And then when you figure out he's beating around the bush, you accuse him of trying to play.
I don't want people to beat around the bush, but I want you just don't be too blunt. Because when you be too blunt, you be a little rude with it.
What's wrong with knowing up front exactly what's going to happen? What's wrong with that? There ain't no surprises. There ain't no strings attached. You know what I want, and I know what you want. What's wrong with that? And if I tell you that, what's wrong with me telling you what I want?
Well, if you put it in those words, I guess nothing. I don't got nothing to say. If you put it in them words, I guess nothing. But you're still supposed to have a little bit of respect at the same time.
I'm not disrespecting nobody. I just asked the question.
That's still disrespectful. I don't care how you try to put it. You calling me and you ain't drunk, that's disrespectful. You asking me that, like you're only supposed to call you when I'm drunk. Like I can't call you when I'm sober. You only want me when I'm drunk, and that's the only time I'm good enough for you. Nah.
Oh, I said that because, I mean, if you call that person all the time, if you know this person is drunk all the time, then that's what you're going to ask.
Now you said, wasn't I dumb? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
If I know the person is always drunk, I'm going to call, okay, I'm going to ask, all right, is you drunk? I mean, now how is that disrespectful when you always drunk?
Well, okay, now if you put it in that way, see, okay, we didn't go on all the way into details like that. Well, if you said it in that way, you know when you call a person, they always drunk. You can ask that type of question. I didn't know all the background stories of it all like that, but if you know that person always drunk, then I guess you can ask them like that, I guess. But I was just looking at it as just being a little too forward and a little too blunt for me. But if you know the person get drunk all the time, and when they call you, they always drunk and saying, well, yeah, then you want to come over, all like that, well, then, yeah, can't do nothing but ask them, are you ain't drunk? So, yeah, if you put in those questions in that way, I agree.
Okay, well, now,
Okay,
well, now let me ask you about some of the stuff that he did say. Like, that the guy had to, he had to supply all, everything. Now, those words came
In my work, you're going to supply everything. Every little habit that I have, you're going to supply. You're not just going to come in my house and if I smoke, you're going to bring me some smokes. If I drink, you're going to give me a bottle. If I ain't already got my bottle, my drink, and read personally, even if I do get it, I still want you to get it too. That's just how I feel about it.
Now, don't you think that's been a little greedy?
Huh?
Don't you think that's been a little greedy?
That ain't being no greedy, nah. Nah, it's not. How that's being greedy? You mean? Huh?
If you already got your own bottle there, why I gotta buy you another one?
Well, okay. Sometimes. I ain't gonna say all the time they gotta be that way, but at times. I don't think you just gonna come up with my door. Even if we is like that, I'm always calling you when I'm drunk or whatever the case may be. And so what? And sometimes when I want me some, if I smoke or if I drink, and if I want it, you're going to bring it. If not, you can go on about your way and go on and do whatever you do. Even if I do got it, you still the man. You think you coming in finna get whatever you finna get. Well, you come on now. Well, what?
Nigga, please.
I get what I want? You talking about shit. Ain't no shit. Oh, man. Uh-uh. That's just why I can't deal with people like you, but I guess I was just looking at your point of view and how you was. It was kind of rude to me, I guess. But.
Okay. All right. Well, now, with all the respect in the world, you know, I mean, I got somebody that want to say something, and you tell me what you think about this. All right.
Okay.
Now, I just want everybody to listen. I heard this conversation, and I thought that it should be played.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 25% tops. Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying. Which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Nah, I'm just saying. I mean, I heard the conversation. I thought it kind of applied to the situation at hand. So now, I mean, wouldn't that sound like something similar to that conversation? If every time I come over there, I gotta bring currency or goods.
Yeah, but at the same time, you the man. You should feel that way in your mind anyway.
That
really,
I don't
have to ask you anything. If you know this is what I do, or this is what I like to do.
Okay, so what you're saying is that whenever I come over, I should bring currency or goods every time.
No, I didn't say every time. Now, rewind me back to what I said. I didn't say every time, but every other time. Put it like that.
Okay, let's see if I see you. What if I see you like 20 times in a month? How many times out of that 20 I should bring currency or goods?
Oh. 12. 13, I say. 12. I say 12. I'm going to say 12. Hey, I ain't want to say 15, but I'm going to say 12. I'm going to break it to 12. 12 is cool enough. 20 out of 12, that's cool with me. That should be cool with you. Come on now, Duffy.
Yeah.
Come on. Well,
yeah.
Yes, I'm hanging up. I'm doing somebody here, but I agree with you on some of the stuff that you said, and I don't agree with you on some of the stuff you said. So I agree with you on most of it. You kind of got me. I said if it works how you say it works, then can't do nothing but be like that. But in my behalf, it's not like that, so I thought that was rude and blunt. But even that, I don't really got nothing else to say about it.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to tell you with the theory that you had, I just got
to take your ass to the start with that.
What?
All right, baby. I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Man, okay. That's two down. See, the other two, I ain't got they number because I want to get them all one by one. See, if they was all together, they'd team up on me. But I get them one by one, you see they changing their tones.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's... She said like 12 times.
12 times, dude.
Fuck around going broke fucking with her. 12 times? I got to bring something 12 times? Come on, 12 man. I mean, what if you drinking that expensive shit? I can't afford no fucking Grey Goose 12 times out a month. He's nuts.
12 times, dog. At least currency or goods, you got to bring over 12 times. I mean, but at some point, don't you look at that as like prostitution? Man. Wouldn't you look at that as someone?
Yeah, you trade for goods. I guess you can consider what? That. Yeah, that's a, it's a trade off, so probably so. I would have to agree with you on that one.
Huh.
Although we don't condone prostitution. I'm just agreeing. Now, if you want to go out there and sell it, you know, if the price is right, you know, I might be your first customer that night, but I'm just saying, we don't condone it. I got to go early in the, you know, early in the day. I don't want to have to have been beat up 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Oh,
I got to catch her early. You know, I'm just saying, you know, right out the shower, after a quick dush, I'm good. But let's move on, let's move on, let's move on.
Yeah. You better put thought into that.
I'm just saying, I mean, hey, you know, she out there trying to hustle, you know, if I got a couple extra dollars, you know, hey,
mm-hmm.
I ain't tripping. I help out.
Dollar? What you gonna get? You not get a lick for some dollars.
Hey, yeah. As my man would say, I got a couple of dollars. That ain't enough.
She.
Fuck it.
Okay, so now, I mean, out of all honesty, I would really like to know. I wish we could get one on here. I really wish we can get a prostitute on here. I would really like to know what's the going rate.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let me take a quick ride, dog. I'll let you know that in a heartbeat, man.
It depends on what you get done. Like, you talking about full sex?
I mean, I just want a good time, yeah, from fucking and sucking. What is this going to cost me? Other than a trip to the doctor.
I don't know what the full rate is, man, because I get a discount. So I don't know what the average regular motherfucker's paying.
Oh, you know somebody, you
so
got
long.
A referral. You was referred.
I've been going for so long, she gave me a hometown discount. Just saying.
I thought for the full deal, it would be like $80 or somewhere around there, $80 to $100.
Are you nuts?
Okay.
That's
with
too
that
much.
I've been saying, call girl. Like, they, you know, these glamorous call girls, like Charlie Sheen, that Charlie Sheen be fucking with. I mean, they paying them $3,000 to $4,000 just a head. Hell, even Superhead was getting big bucks out of Shaq. I mean, just to beat some pussy up. Come on, people. To beat some pussy up, I paid $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
When I can go out here and get it for free?
You saying that's too much 5 times?
Hell yeah.
That's the least they should be. That's the least.
Jeez.
You saying $40.
$20 good time.
You crazy. $20 to get your dick sucked, that's it.
Well, shit.
I don't believe they doing it for no $20.
Nah,
come on. Some little bottom girls there.
And that time.
All I need is a dub and a 40, and she's good.
Now you know I gotta pull your card on this one. Now you know we done been in that strip club many a night, and we done paid well over
$20. That's different. Yeah, but see, you also, but it goes back to what I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a discount. Y'all was paying full price.
No, we was getting a discount too. We just couldn't tell you.
No, you but y'all wasn't getting no discount, motherfucker. I lived in that motherfucker. I know. I knew everything that went on up in that bitch. I had a credit card at that motherfucker. Put it on my tab. Straight up, Janine, I'm serious. I had a tab at the strip club.
Oh,
put it on my tab. I ain't lying. I am not lying. I had a gold card up in that motherfucker. Straight up. And they was paying full price.
I want
to
pay
what
full
was
price.
$405? I don't know what they was paying. I was getting it for free. Well, I wasn't. I mean, you know, I was paying a few bills here and there. You know, it was different back then. I don't know how it is now.
Yeah.
Back then, it was different. Because, you know. I mean, hey, what can I say? I had a gold card in a strip club. I had a tab. I mean, you know.
We play as role.
That's how I rolled back then. Mm. You know it's true.
I know what's true.
I was talking to him. He knows it's true. I was a bad motherfucker. Hey, girl, you should have known me back in the day. I was a bad motherfucker. I don't live like that now. I ain't got the money to live like that now, to be honest with you. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm broke as hell, so you know. The strippers, and they you know, they don't roll up on me like they used to. You know, now I get that, can you buy me a drink? I'd be like, no, but I'll be used for one.
Well, you know, nowadays, they don't even want you to touch them. Now, hey, a lot of these strippers.
You know what? That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. That freaked me out. I went to the first time I went to the strip club in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming straight from gig. You know, I'm used to rubbing the finger up in there and every damn thing. You know, you get a lot for a dollar in gig. Man, I tried to touch old girl.
Uh-huh.
And the motherfuckers rushed me. Like, yo, man, you can't be touching them. I'm like, for real? Where am I supposed to put the dollar? Oh, you got to put in their G-string. I can't touch them, though. Come on, man. I'm out of here. It's like that all over the whole state. I've been to a few of them. I ain't found one where you can touch them yet.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Like
yeah, I ain't think so.
That's the one you took us to.
Hey.
That was the most
hey,
important.
Y'all got some, y'all got some hellified dancers up in there, though. All
what
y'all did.
What
all y'all got...
You ain't pay nothing.
It was free.
They gave us non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The night got started late.
Yeah, because we was at Chuck E. Cheese.
The night got started late, so that wasn't my fault. I had it all planned out, but... You know, other people derailed that idea. So I had to roll with the flow.
Yeah, I should have went early in the morning to the liquor store. You know, they close when the sunlight go down in Minnesota.
10 o'clock, thank you very much. Close at 10 o'clock.
That wasn't the bad part, Janine. That wasn't the bad part because we did go to the liquor store. We had plenty of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But we went. I mean, they had. Let me tell you, they had me. We went to this club. Well, no, we went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
This mall had the club in it. I mean, the club, the line was around the corner. Oh yeah,
you talking
that's
from the mall over there.
No, we was at Block E. We was at Block E. That's
okay.
When they had, I forget the name of that club that was in there, Escape. That's when Escape was in there.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm hearing all these women walk past like, oh, Kevin Garnett and them supposed to be in there and this, that, and the other. I mean, they talking about all these ball players supposed to be in there. Now I'm thinking, to his credit, he never said nothing. Father Ty never said nothing. It was D had this night plan. That's his partner. He had the night plan. So now we walking past, right? We walking past the line. So now what I'm thinking is, oh, we must got VIP. We going straight in the club. Okay. I'm thinking we're going, because you walk through this other door, you know, and I'm like, damn, you know, they checking us. They putting a little armband on us. Oh, this must be VIP status. This is what I'm talking about. So we walk in. I'm looking around. I'm looking like, well, okay, maybe we go down in the basement. And that's how we get to the club. This motherfucker asked me what was my shoe size. I'm like, what? My shoe size? What the fuck y'all need to know my shoe size for? So now I figure, oh, damn, I got on gym shoes. Oh, damn, we can't wear gym shoes in the club. These motherfuckers that took me bowling. I'm back to the club, go bowling. Oh, I was so hurt.
Up ahead, you walk past the club, they teased you.
We had to walk past the club to go bowling.
I Janine, you're only getting half the story. All right, I'm gonna give you the whole story. This is my I had no say so in nothing, right? They all coming up. No, this is my wedding.
Okay.
They my groomsmen. They all coming up and gear and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan none of this shit.
Yeah.
This was all on the best man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you the best man, fuck it. Whatever you got planned, fuck it, I'm down. You know what I mean? I didn't plan on going bowling. The motherfucker didn't
mm-hmm.
know me well, but I didn't have a problem with it. I had a bad
yeah.
time, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the homies with me. I'm cool. I'm cool with that. We could have just sat in the garage and drank all night. I was cool with that. But see, that's the whole story.
What was different then, brother? What was different?
The difference. I took
so
myself
y'all didn't have no strippers or nothing? Hey, this was supposed to be like your bachelor party, right?
They
went
took
to the strip club.
No, well, we couldn't touch nobody.
The strip club where y'all couldn't touch nobody, okay.
And we had to drink non-alcoholic beer.
Girl said, why y'all ain't getting no private strippers or something?
I walked in. When I got there, his man say, I got everything covered. The night gonna be on me. Y'all ain't gonna spend no money. We finna have a ball. Okay. I said, man, do I need to change clothes? Because I got my gear in the car. I know, you cool? Got on. You cool? What you got on? Oh, okay, bet. Let's roll.
That's how they party in Minnesota.
And now,
don't worry
and
about
now,
it, dog. Don't worry about it. That day will never happen again, so you good.
Okay. Well, I mean, with him saying what he just said, he's from Gary. When he got down there, they almost escorted him out. So how do you think we was feeling? We from Gary. We used to this. We used, hey, the more dollars you got, shit, the better the show going to be.
Man, it's a different culture. It's a different culture, dude.
Yeah.
You have to adjust to the culture. You know what I'm saying? They not going to adjust to you. You got to adjust to them.
Man,
that's straight up.
We walking around with this motherfucker who thinks he's the ultimate fighter. He want to fight everybody to me that he know how to fight. Dude, you have nothing to me.
Hey, man, I went to one of his fights, too, man. He got knocked the fuck out, man.
Oh, he a real fighter?
He was trying to be he was trying to get into Ultimate Fighting.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was a white boy trying to get into Ultimate Fighting.
That motherfucker got his head knocked off, man. That shit was, man. That motherfucker wanted training. Just thought he could just go in there and just whoop somebody. Man, that white boy knocked his ass out. Fight was about 45 seconds. Then go ask, how did I do? You know. What the fuck you mean how you do? You got your ass whooped.
He had a concussion.
He was something. I think he was just walking knocked out. What y'all think? Retire. That's what I think, motherfucker. Retire. Don't get back up in there, dude. That's not for you. Not for you, bro. And maybe if you do it, I mean, he had some few. He had a little defense. I'll give him that. He had a little defense.
Mm-hmm.
But not
about 30 seconds. Man, that white boy did some like little slick ass move and kind of rusty, and it was
mm-hmm.
over. So he was done.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker said, "Get it on." 45 seconds later, fight over. I'm like, God, what happened? I just drove 20 miles to watch your ass fight. You got knocked the fuck out. You're done. But he was cool. He was cool. He was my dog for a minute. He was cool ass white. Can fight with him. He's done. You know what I'm saying? He was done. I mean, he didn't run. He didn't leave me. We was about to get in a bar fight. That motherfucker stood right there. He stood toe-to-toe with me, so I got to give him that. And we was outnumbered like a month. We would have lost. And I was glad to see the bouncers. You ever been to some shit and you glad to see a motherfucker come break it up before something really, really happened? That's how I was like, man. There's too many of these motherfuckers up in here. We in they motherfucking hood, too.
I guess that wouldn't be your first time. Huh?
What you mean?
I said that wouldn't be your first time being in a situation like that, huh?
Yeah, that was the in effect time.
Yeah,
that shit was not cool. I did not appreciate that shit there. That shit, I was pissed, boy. That shit was not cool. That shit y'all was doing, that was some bullshit. That was some straight up bullshit. We was finna get smashed for some bullshit. Y'all run around filling on people's asses in the club.
I mean, the girl didn't mind. It was just her boyfriend seeing it.
She told him. That motherfucker just grabbed my ass. What you think he's supposed to do?
Well, I mean, it wasn't the one that. It wasn't the one I grabbed. Now, it was the one that O grabbed. I grabbed. Every ass I grabbed, they just looked at me like, hey. Now, he grabbed that ass, and the old girl was like, hey, motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
But now, we didn't punk out, though.
No, we stood there. We got beat down together, so we all stood there. Nobody tried to, back away. Actually, we didn't have a choice. To be honest, we even couldn't get the fuck out of the club any goddamn way. We'd have to fight our way out the motherfucker anyway. The motherfuckers was like 20 feet. Janine, it was like 20 of them motherfuckers. First, it was two.
Oh, my goodness.
It was two of them. Shit, we whooped their ass. 3-on-2, we got these motherfuckers. The motherfuckers just started popping up like Indians, man. I mean, they were jumping out of trees. Like, what the fuck? It was two of them at first. It was only two. And we three. You know what I'm saying? All of us can scrap. We
yeah.
Fuck out these motherfuckers. This is a joke. Like 18 more of them motherfuckers came out of nowhere. What's up? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. shit. I'm looking for the cops now, because, it's usually police in there. I'm looking for the motherfuckers at the door. Yo, y'all see this big-ass crowd? Y'all should be over here investigating.
Okay.
Shit about to jump off. I'm trying to get your attention. Mr. Officer, help, motherfucker, help. It's too many of these motherfuckers. He about to move. Ooh, that was me. That was a hell of a fine night. That was a scary-ass night.
And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that saved us is that our guy, the other guy that was with us, he had this girl he was messing around with. She was in the club. And his girlfriend came to the club. And he got caught up. And when he got caught up, him and her got to fighting, so they kicked us out the club.
Oh, sorry.
That's how we got out of that motherfucker.
So by them kicking us out, you know, of course, the police escorts you out the club.
Uh-huh.
So by the police kicking all us out the club, the dudes couldn't get a chance to do nothing to us.
Hell yeah, escort me all the way to my car, motherfucker. Don't leave my car until I get in the car and pull off. Then you can leave. Fuck that. That's how we got out of that one. What about this one, dude? You remember this one? Delaney? How many doors
Oh, Lord. That was the worst one of all.
That was
the car up that night. Fuck them.
That was a scary one.
I'm here for the fuck you.
Huh?
Shot my fucking. I said, if there's anybody on here from Door Miller, fuck them. Shot my fucking truck up.
That's the scary thing out my motherfucking crib. Man, I went back and that motherfucking dude, them motherfuckers took all my clothes. These low down dirty motherfuckers took everything out the goddamn refrigerator. How you steal a motherfucking man's food? They took everything. They took their dishes. I mean, it was horrible. The door wide open. All the windows busted out. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Everything I own is gone. And half that shit was Leo's. All that shit's gone. Everything, dude. They left me like a stick of butter. I can't cook with just a stick of butter. I need something to cook in the butter. They took everything, dude. The whole refrigerator, dude. The cabinet, they took all the canned food. All that shit was gone.
I remember.
They took your TV.
Yeah, they took my daughter's TV. That was my daughter's TV. Right,
took that motherfucker too. Fuck the motherfuckers in Door Miller.
All because we went around the person.
Yep.
We went around their car. They was parked in the middle of the street, so we just went around. We went around.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers said we disrespected them. We were supposed to stay there until they moved.
Yep. That's exactly how it happened. And these motherfuckers, they rushed us so quick and so hard, and it was very, very slick the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even see it coming. It was slick.
Nah,
they
that's
did
what
it
really
is. Them motherfuckers had us up against the wall. Everybody out there got heat. Yeah, all guns pointed at us. They going through my motherfucking pockets. They took my pages. Dirty rat, punk ass motherfuckers. I hate them motherfuckers out there, man. That shit was uncalled for, man. That shit was fucking uncalled for, man. All the fucking guns out there, man.
Now, I did catch Stacy. And Stacy, if you ever listen to this show, you damn right I tried to stomp your ass in the ground. The motherfucker put a 12 gauge to my back and told me, you finna die tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just put my head down and stopped. Like, God forgive me for all my sins. I'm sorry. Because I really thought I was gonna die that night. I really did.
So did I.
It just so happened a partner of mine that I work with lived out there. He seen them the guns on us, so he jumps out the car and tries to tell them, like, you know, they cool. So now they ease the guns up off of us. They ease them off of us for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to my guy Jaime's car. Rest in peace, Jaime. They go to Jaime's car, and they looks in his car. They looks in my guy's car, and they like, you got a nice radio. Now, Jaime could have just said thanks. Jaime like, you goddamn right, I got a nice radio, and ain't no motherfuckers gonna take it. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, pow.
Yeah, Jaime should have won that night.
Yeah, they shot Jaime.
Yeah,
Jaime. and they just start bombing at us. They just start bombing. We managed to get in the house for a second, but then we see Jaime was still out there. We like, we couldn't leave Jaime out there. Oh, I don't know. Oh, took off like a motherfucking missile.
And stayed gone for 3 days. I'm thinking they killed his ass. Ain't nobody seen him in 3 days. He just magically just pop up out the clear blue. What's up? Where you going?
We thought you was dead.
Oh, they got your ass, man. Where the fuck you been for the last 3 days? Get told right. Off of something. You was that and then you was gone. You know, these motherfuckers chasing, shooting, and we ain't seen your ass in 3 days. Fuck out of here. I wish his ass was on the phone.
I had a case of beer in my car. They shot my car up and shot the beer. Shot the beer all over my car. All over my back seat.
Yeah, that was a rough night.
We sitting in the car. I mean, we sitting in the house. We like, you know, I'm thinking, I said, man, if we stay in this house, we're going to die because they're going to come in here and they're going to kill us in this house. So we just barrel out the door. We make it to my truck. They still shooting. Now, if anybody knows Door Miller, you know it's one way in, one way out.
One way out, yep.
We went out the wrong way. I hit that motherfucker. I hit a U-turn. We jumped at speed bumps. And remember when we got on 21st Avenue, a car load of motherfuckers behind us chasing us.
Yep.
We hitting alleys. They hitting alleys behind us. I mean, trying to bomb on us.
Yeah, they was out of pocket that night.
You know when they stopped chasing us? When we got to Oak Knoll. And if anybody don't know, that's like the other side of Gary. So we got chased from one side of Gary to the other.
Everybody that lives in Door Miller, everybody, talking about the whole project.
Fuck all y'all.
Dead ass one of y'all. He was born there.
Fuck all y'all.
I thought they were starting to tear them down.
They should. They tear our home down, but they leave that raggedy motherfucker up.
So that dump is down first.
Man,
I think that was I got caught in a lot of bad situations, but I think by far that was like the worst one. Because we was helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was probably the second worst one for me. I got caught up in another one with your boy Leo. Rest in peace.
Well,
you know how this motherfucker like to shoot. And you know, when you winning, you know what I'm saying? You know that motherfucker used to learn to talk shit when you win.
Yeah.
Right? Then he tried to get slick. He don't want to shoot no more. So he going to let you keep shooting. And the longer you shoot, the odds are against you. You're not going to win. You're going to beat yourself. You know, he figured that out. Man, we in the motherfucking house shooting with, I ain't going to say their names, but them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And dude started losing, right? He lost like 4,000. Quick, right? And so, you know, Leo steady talking. Motherfucker go back to his back room or wherever he went, got some more money, right? Come back. All together, man, I think that motherfucker lost about 8 G's, man. Still talking. That motherfucker said, all right, I'm going to go get some more money. That motherfucker came back with AK. Freaky out stuff. I'm like, whoa, hold on, dude. I ain't said shit. Why you pointing that motherfucker at me? This motherfucker pulled out a fucking AK, dude. It's just me and him in there. And him and all his motherfucking boys. I'm like, man, dude, you need to be quiet. What? And he's steady talking. What you gonna do with that? You know, I'm like, just give him his money back, man, and let's just fucking go. The dude, this shit was scary to the motherfucker, man. He pulled out the AK, then his boys started up and strapped, and it's just me and him sitting there. Nobody even know where we at. He just riding around looking for dice things. Man, I was scared of the motherfucker in there, man. I didn't think we was going to walk out of there, dude. He didn't have his money back. You know, and then, you know,
You know what he did after that? You know who he called first place he went after? And a whole bunch of shit. A whole bunch of shit because he was talking shit. Motherfucker, rest in peace, though. A lot of shit talking ass, but still. But that was right up there with Dorn Miller, though, dude. I was scared to the mother. That was the first, the only two times I really ever thought that I was going to fucking die. You know what I'm saying? Well, it was three times, but then was two of them. I really thought, I thought they were going to kill us right there in the front yard to go in there. I thought we were just gone. I just was, fuck it, ain't nothing else. Ain't we could do.
Dude, we had 12 gauges in my back. He told me, you finna die. You finna die. He told me, bitch, you finna die. Normally, I got a problem with you calling me a bitch, but hey.
Right, but, right. You call me whatever you want right now, bro. I'll take that shit like a man.
Oh, but I called him. I called his ass in Delaney. And see, I knew at that point in time, he was from Dorn Miller, so wasn't nobody from Delaney going to help his ass. I beat the shit out of him.
Oh, you know what? It's amazing how, it's amazing how you grew up in these projects and how one project don't like the other project and Bobby Skippy. But you never know why. Because the shit's been going on for 40 fucking years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Adam always had a problem with Con or the Bronx. Why?
I came into that, man. I mean, you know, because originally I was born in Concord. You know, I didn't move out to Ivanhoe until I was like 5, 6 years old. So I kind of knew some people from there. Even though I still stayed in Ivanhoe, you know, my family was still in Concord. So I still used to go out there from time to time. Now we got to high school, and the guys that I grew up with, and I'm like, okay, Ivanhoe couldn't go up to Shell's. That was the gas station on 15. Ivanhoe couldn't go up there. I'm like, okay, no problem. That don't have nothing to do with me because I know them. They cool. We grew up together. Shit. Motherfuckers chopped our heads off. Same motherfuckers I grew up with.
It's amazing, man. My thing is, don't nobody even know how this shit got started. This shit got started with motherfuckers was babies. And once you hit high school, it just keeps going. You just automatically hate any motherfucker from the Bronx. Oh, that motherfucker from the Bronx. You don't even know him. That motherfucker live in the Bronx. Fuck that. We finna get his ass. What'd he do? The motherfucker live in the Bronx. That's what he did. We gonna get him. Period. I'm like, man. See, I missed out on all that shit. I went to Horace Mann. I didn't go to Raglan's West Side. I went to Horace Mann. So I didn't participate in none of that bullshit. I just had to worry about the motherfuckers on Fifth Avenue. That was my problem. I had the Fifth Avenue boys to worry about.
But my whole thing is, it was like the damn Warriors. We used to actually have to walk through all these neighborhoods to get to Ivanhoe.
This motherfucker. Imagine having to walk from Screaming Wheels to Ivanhoe.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times, fucking with you and your brother.
That's a long. Then you got to walk all the way. You got to walk through the whole fucking east side. You got to worry about eight motherfucking east side bleeds. Then once you get past them, you get on the other side of Fifth. You got to worry about Brotherhood. Now you got to worry about these motherfuckers rolling up on you. That shit was fucking crazy, man. I could you write a fucking movie. Well, they'll say I'll rip the shit off from the Warriors, but it was just like that. That shit was crazy, than motherfucker, man. That's a long ass walk.
I'm like 9 years old, then getting home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Right? You know that ended my Screaming Wheels career.
Jeez, man, I lived in that motherfucker. Well, Screaming Wheels.
You were talking about Screaming Wheels that was in Miller.
Right. Imagine walking from there to Ivanhoe at night. You got to walk through like three gang territories. You got to fuck with the one way. Once you get on the other side of Harrison Boulevard, you got to worry about the one ways. That shit crazy, man. From all the way to Harrison Boulevard, you know, Brotherhood had all that shit locked up. And the east side was all east side bleeds. And then you get on the other side of Harrison Boulevard, you really couldn't do shit till you got the time. You got the time, then you felt safe. You know what I'm saying? You had Taco and Michael Short and all them motherfuckers over there by the arcade. Had to worry about them son of a bitches.
Mm-mm. I just don't remember Gary being that way.
You don't? What
no,
you
I don't.
A week? You was there for a week?
What?
There. How long were you there? Week, 2 weeks?
What? How long did I live in Gary?
Yeah.
I grew up in Gary. I grew up in Marshalltown and on the east side.
And you ain't seen none of this shit?
No, I didn't.
What years was this?
What?
You was in the 60s, right? You talking about the, you must have grew up in the 60s.
No, I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
You should have saw that shit. I don't know. I don't know too much about Marshalltown, but if you stayed on the east side, what street? What avenue, rather?
Kentucky. Was it? It was Kentucky. Right off 21st. It was right down from that funeral hall. It was right there on the corner. And that liquor store right across the street.
That liquor store, that's the good corner.
Huh?
No, no. What we stayed at? Remember, I stayed on Vermont, and the liquor store's right down the street. Coleman.
That was the street, Vermont. We stayed on 21st and Vermont. You know them duplex houses, them two houses that be together.
Right. Oh, that's 20th. That's where I lived at.
We stayed right there on that street.
Well, damn, what school did you go to?
It was Williams. Yeah, it was Williams.
Okay, you didn't go to high school in Gary?
Yeah, I went to Worth, though. By that time, we had been moved to Miller.
Oh, well, that don't count. Y'all had the Miller players, but nobody really worried about them. they were like the orphans from the Warriors.
Uh-huh. I went to Roosevelt for a year, though.
Fuck Roosevelt. Well, you could have crossed the shit there. You had all of Delaney up in that motherfucker.
Well, shit, I knew everybody because I knew everybody from Williams when I was in elementary school. They all remember me. And then my grandmother lived right down the street from Roosevelt, so I used to be over there like every weekend. So I knew everybody.
You went to Screaming Wheels.
Everybody at Roosevelt, you either lived over there by Roosevelt or you were on the east side Marshalltown area. I knew everybody over there already because that's them all the places where I grew up. And then when I moved to Miller, of course I went to Screaming Wheels. I went to the Kool Moe Dee concert up there.
And you never saw no shit at Screaming Wheels? You must have went on like a Wednesday night or some shit.
No.
You couldn't have went on gang night. You couldn't go on Saturday night. That's gang night like a motherfucker.
Yes, I did go on a Saturday night.
So how you miss all the fighting?
I don't remember none of that. I remember no fights and all that stuff. I don't remember none of that. I remember we used to have fun, whatever we did. Maybe we just didn't get involved with that. I don't know. Maybe it was just a certain crowd we hung out with. I don't know.
Oh, every time I went in that motherfucker in a fight. I was never in a fight, but I always end up in a fight because my brother was in the fucking fight.
Well, see, that's because you were right there involved in it.
Well, hey, I wish I was. I remember my very first gang fight. Was that Cinderella? And I got my ass tore up.
Mm-mm.
I wasn't used to fighting no crowds. I didn't know what to do. I always thought when you fight the motherfucker right in front of you. These motherfuckers hit me in the back of the head. Somebody hit me in the throat. that motherfucker hit me in the throat, and that was it. I stopped fighting. That shit hurt so bad, I was done. That's it. I'm sitting this one out. Y'all go ahead. I can't do it. That motherfucker hit me hard as hell. I ain't fall.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to. But,
you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Brad.
Hey, I didn't know it was dangerous, dude. I didn't know nothing about no fucking gang fight, man. You fought the motherfucker in front of you. You ain't supposed to be fighting the motherfucker on the side of you, too. Man, that motherfucker was hitting me from all over the place, man. My mama was pissed, boy. I was full of blood, dried up blood. It was all over my face and my shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
My mama was mad as hell at my brother. Why are you letting him get whooped like that? Like, I was fighting, too. I couldn't watch his ass.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
No, I ain't getting knocked out. I never left my feet. That motherfucker hit me in the throat. I just kind of quit.
I give up.
I moved on to the side like I wasn't even with them.
I gave
up. I wasn't built for that shit, man. That shit kind of scared me. That would be hard as hell, man.
When he stopped taking you and started taking me, because he was fighting no more.
Man, shit. Dude, I was like 13, 14, man. I ain't never been no shit like that. That motherfucker hit me hard than a motherfucker, man. That shit hurt it. That shit seriously fucking hurt it, dude. I ain't never been hit. My mama don't even hit that hard. And I thought she was the hardest motherfucker ever hit me. That motherfucker hit me hardest. That motherfucker just made me stop fighting, dude. It's like, I quit. I'm done. You win. And I just politely got behind these girls, and that was it. I watched the rest of the fight. But they got kicked out, and I left with them. I got behind these two girls that were standing right there in the front watching. I slid right behind them two girls. I got one who gave me the throat. I got one. Fuck that.
Now, see, I fall back, even though I use the pool stick, but I fall back.
Man, them motherfuckers, man, they were sick flying all over the place, man.
Too big for me. I mean, but I felt like I was supposed to help, so I grabbed the pool stick and started swinging.
We're getting hit with cue balls and everything in that motherfucker, man. My first ever gang fight. I don't forget that motherfucker. Red got his ass whooped at the screaming wheels and then got his ass whooped at home for letting me get whooped. Supposed to protect your brother. That motherfucker was mad at me for like 4 days. You ain't going no more. I don't want to go no more. Don't even ask me. I'm cool. Go do what y'all do. I'm staying home. Fuck that. I ain't made for this shit. Got me fucked up. Straight up. I didn't get into another gang fight, but about 2 years later, I stayed away from them motherfuckers. They was bad influences. They was very bad influences. They were all of them. I know every last one of them too. Fuck. Me to that bullshit. That shit crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I'm gonna tell you a story about Terry, man. We stole some of my mama's weed, right? We never smoked before, so we stole some of my, you know, my mom used to keep the shit on the table. We took some, right? And took some of the little tops. Remember the tops back in the day? The little white paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We took like half the white papers because we didn't know how to roll, so we figured we were going to fuck it up. We took half that shit, and we took like enough for like a little joint, as they called it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We walked down Fifth smoking that shit, right? And now my boy Ted, he was real good at track. He used to run a quarter, right? He was good as hell. And we went to my brother's friend's house, and he had these two big-ass Doberman pitchers, right? Big-ass fucking Doberman. And if they know you, you know you cool. They didn't know his ass, right? Man, we was hiding the motherfucker. And, you know, I just walk in, you know, because I'm always over there. So I could just walk in, right? He just walked in behind me. Man, them motherfucking dogs got on his ass, dude. You should have saw that motherfucker run the dog. That motherfucker went into his track mode. That motherfucker like Carl Lewis, dog. He had his hands open. You know, he had most motherfuckers run with a fist. He had his shit open like look like Carl Lewis out there, dog. He was there like he's running slow motion, man. Them two big ass dogs was right on his ass. Come up and hit his head up, his eyes closed, and was moving. Moving, man. But them dogs honked his ass down though, boy. That shit was funny as hell, dude. You should have saw it. You know, Terry tall as hell. That shit was, that motherfucker was honking. He was honking down Six, man. That shit was funny in the morning. Looked like Carl Lewis out there. I said, now no white boy should ever beat you again. You just remember them two damn dogs behind your ass. We were like freshmen.
Mm-mm.
Just remember them two dogs behind your ass, and you should never, ever lose a motherfucking track meet. I ain't never seen that motherfucker run that fast in my life. His ass was gone.
That shit was hilarious, dude.
You know, run like it was pretty quick.
Well, it took him. It took him like a good block and a half to hawk his ass down, but they hawked him down. But it took him.
They,
huh?
Well, I already know who else you was at. I just said, why the fuck was Charles?
He was in the middle of the street laughing with everybody else. While Terry's ass was running. That motherfucker, right before the dog was going to get him, he just whistled real loud and the motherfuckers came back. You know, they just stopped chasing just automatically. As soon as he whistled, they just stopped chasing the rat. But he didn't know that. That motherfucker was gone, dog. That motherfucker ran like 4 or 5 blocks before he realized the dogs wouldn't even chasing him no more. He brought his ass back about 20 minutes later. And that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Tired in the motherfucker. That shit was funny as hell, dude.
Yeah,
I was blew his
whole, huh? That just blew his whole high.
I wouldn't even have no more, man. I was kind of scared for him, man, because the dogs didn't know him, man. They would have chewed his ass up, man. And, you know, that motherfucker went out, you know, he in the middle of the street laughing. You know, everybody in the crib came outside and laughed because the dogs just took off. And, you know, they barked. And when they barked, you know, he immediately come and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that motherfucker was hitting it, boy. He ran a good 4 blocks before he realized the dogs weren't even chasing him no more. He ran like 20 minutes away, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I feel all the fucking. When you run from somebody's crib, you run so far, and it takes you 20 minutes to walk back? That's a long ass fucking run. You was running your ass off. Man, that motherfucker, I don't know where he was at, dog. I think he was on task somewhere, dude. He was hawking. He was hauling ass, man. Down 6th Avenue, dog. I think that motherfucker ran all the way to the hospital. He turned his ass around and realized the dog. Hey, the dog ain't chasing you no more, man. He came back to everybody laughing at him and shit. It was funny as hell, man. It was funny as hell. My mama was pissed. Stole a weed. Huh?
You said your mama was pissed because y'all stole the weed.
Hell yeah, I blame the shit on Blaine. Blaine took that. You know, Blaine was smoking then anyway. Shit, Blaine took it. I didn't take that shit. Blaine got her ass yelled at like a motherfucker. I'm over there laughing like a motherfucker. She getting snapped on. What I tell you about stealing my goddamn weed? You know, she over there getting high with Kim White. You know, she getting Kim and Tracy out all the time off my mama's stash. Man, my old girl. She knew. Don't have some shit come up missing. You just blame her. She known for stealing your weed. You know she be stealing it. So shit, Red used to look the shit out that shit, man. You take half of her shit. Say Blaine did it. Kim, did she go to Kim them house? You know Kim them only stayed like a couple doors down from us. You know what Kim Blaine used to say. Man, my mama go over there with the house shoes and shit on, cussing Blaine out. Oh, that shit used to be funny as hell, dude. Laugh like a motherfucker. We just stole that shit Blaine got in trouble for. This is beautiful. It's a great thing. Great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if you got a chance to blame somebody else, you're going to do it too. Especially if they're known to doing the shit. If you already known for it, you're expected to do it. Even when you don't do it, you're expected to do it. You should expect to be blamed for it. So I milked that shit. Straight up. She was funny as hell. It was funny than a motherfucker. I used to love her. She'll get her ass in trouble because, you know, she's a baby. She never got in trouble. No way to get her ass in trouble. I always talking shit. Get away with shit. I always snitching. Tell mom everything.
They was out there drinking on the benches by the court. I was too.
I don't even drink, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Janine, we gonna start something new.
Uh-huh.
We want you to be a part of it. Have you been on the page lately? You know we got those polls on there now.
Yeah, I think I've seen
that. Have you been voting on those?
Yeah, I've only seen a couple of them. I'm gonna have to go back on there if y'all got some new ones on there.
Yeah, it's a new one on there about a we think about doing a Sun City Lady show.
Oh, okay.
We got a blog on there called These Are My Feelings and My Feelings Alone. Put something in there. Put something from your heart in there so we can get it jumping off.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that.
Read the ones that me and my man already put over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll give you an idea of what we're looking for.
Okay.
Check it out. We're working hard on that site, trying to get it jumping. Got a lot of new stuff on there. Nobody thinks I'm sexy, nigga. That's fucked up. Now, one motherfucker think I'm sexy. I put on there, you think Carla Time is sexy? And not one motherfucker put yes. Not one.
How many people didn't vote? I stopped counting.
You stopped counting?
It's been a few people.
It's been a couple people. The last time, it was like four or five no's. And see, the thing is, we don't know who's voting. Your vote is private.
Oh,
it doesn't tell us who voted.
Well,
you know,
I haven't voted yet, so I'll go on there and vote.
Give me a yes, please.
You hurried up and took that damn thing off.
No, it's still on there. You just got to go to view polls to see it.
No,
you got a view poll, then you got the view poll. You can see the view poll, and you can go back and vote on all the other ones that's on there, too. Now, one motherfucker said I was sexy. What my feelings were hurting. You dirty motherfucker. I didn't get not even a maybe. Or sometime.
No, I think it's on that says that you think as an arrogant. And I'm winning. It's like, no, he's confident.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm winning in that poll.
And I voted against your ass.
I know you were going to vote.
The only lone no vote for your motherfucking ass. I don't even give a shit. Nobody think I'm sexy, man. This shit hurt my feelings, man. I think I'm a pretty decent looking dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't Flavor Flav.
Maybe
if you lose that. That's fucked up,
man. Maybe lose glasses a little bit and let your hair grow out.
Lose my glasses? I can't see then.
It's the presentation.
Huh?
Fuck that.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. But if I can't see you, what the hell am I being fucked for? You say it's the presentation, right? You say take your glasses off, but shit, I can't even see the camera.
Why don't you get some different glasses? Get the glasses that look like shades.
The cool glasses. Yeah, take them old 75 Roger Thomas glasses off. You'll be all right.
Sure, though. To everybody that voted, fuck y'all. Nah. Some of them. Well, don't let me get started. 30 motherfuckers. Not one person said yes, man. I didn't get not one yes, man. My feelings are hurting so bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, come on, people. But anyway, Janine, that's what we got going on. We got our polls going on.
Mm-hmm.
We got the, these are my feelings and my feelings alone. We got that going on. We're trying to get that jumped off. We're just trying to... We're trying to do it big. We want everybody to support us.
I know I've been on there, but I don't think I've been on there in the last couple of days, so I'm going to have to take a look.
Yeah, I mean, we can put some new stuff on there and everything.
Tell your friends. Tell them to tell their friends. We got to get this built up, man. We trying to get big, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you got a poll you want to put on, just inbox it to me, and I'll put it on there for you.
Okay.
Hold up, dog. I know we got the last couple, about 5 minutes before the show over. But I just got to say this, man. Now, me and Father Time, we bust our ass on this on this site. And I understand the concept that you got to crawl before you walk. But this is the part that chaps my ass. Is that the same motherfuckers that's on the site or won't even go to our site. We see them on Facebook all day. Okay, come on. It ain't that much you could do on Facebook all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn. You just can come back, show a little love, okay, maybe if ain't nobody on that, then fine. Ain't nobody on that, okay. But damn, we got motherfuckers on there that ain't never came to check their page.
Mm-hmm.
They put a page up and ain't checked it. Now, I ain't going to say fuck y'all because I appreciate y'all. But damn, people, let's work a little bit harder here. I mean, if y'all give it, y'all fucked around and got Tom on MySpace. He's so fucking rich now, it don't make no sense. Dude on Facebook, he rich as hell. Harold, support us, let us get rich. I'm thinking that on my blog. Because I'm one step away from calling people some rat bastards.
Man, it's not even about the money, man. It's just we trying to build up a social network. That's all we trying to do. We trying something new. You know, we trying to do some shit black folks ain't never done before. Hold on, dog. Hold on a second. If you think about it, you might think tag. Okay, a brother man came up with tag, right? True enough. Maybe. I don't know who invented tag. Black Planet. I don't know who invented Black Planet. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing that we got that they don't, you can post anything to our site. You got to agree to their terms. They got terms that you can't post nudity if you wanted to. I feel like you can do whatever you want to do. It's wide the fuck open. I don't understand why people don't understand that concept. It's wide open. You can put on that whatever you want. I don't understand it. You can't do that shit. You might can get away with that shit on Facebook, but sooner or later they're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shut it down sooner or later. But you can't do it on that neither because you gotta abide by their terms and their services. I fight you ain't got to do that. You put a page up and you say whatever the hell you want to say. You post whatever you want to post. You show whatever you want to show. I don't understand how black folks can't get behind that. I understand white folks. I'm talking to the black folks. You know what I'm saying? We take the time to create all this bullshit on Facebook until they shut it down. You know what I'm saying? Put that shit on our site and it's going to stay there till you take it off.
They got social. They make up these little pages all the time on Facebook, and they might last for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks tops. Once they find out that they made them, they shut them the fuck down.
As soon as they find out, and somebody's gonna report it. That's how they find
out.
Somebody reports it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about that. SinCity.Spruce.com. You can put whatever you want on that motherfucker. Straight up. I don't understand it. So we down to the last minute, man. So that was a pretty good show. We did a little reminiscing. You know what I'm saying? Janine hung around.
Y'all sound like y'all had some fun times with growing up.
It wasn't always fun, but it was a lot of fun moments in there.
Yeah. I say the good outweigh the bad, but the bad was something else.
That's true. You don't need a pant, baby. So, all right, man, that's it, man. I got the roll out.
All right, man, well, like I said, everybody knows, SinCity.Spruce.com, tell your friends. Let's do what we do.
For sure. For sure. Janine, I put you on my blog too, so make sure you go read that. I think you'll really enjoy it. I gave you a nice, good shout out.
Oh, okay. I would definitely read that.
It's on my blog. It's on one of those blogs in, for this month. So just click on me and you'll see it.
Okay.
That's got a nice one on there too.
I'm gonna check it out.
All right, we want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody listening to us on the internet. You know, we started to pick up our live callers too, man. All right, y'all. I think I'm gonna hit y'all with some old school tonight. Peace, love, head grease tomorrow night, y'all. Be out.
Yeah. Doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys, kicking it with my boy Luke. for the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Cause we will be knocking the boots. G.I. Shazam, Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I won't let a whole thing back and make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. I give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking double.
I give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
baby. I give me some good love. Some good love,
somebody rocking,
knocking
double.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why you always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, oh, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 long. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, I'm gonna lay down and let me get on it. Cause when I do to me, it'll be so right, so right, so right. Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking double.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking double.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking double.
Some sweet rocking, some sweet love,
somebody rocking, knocking double.
Giving you my pleasure, cause I'm
somebody
ready.
Towels, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause it's laid out like that, you know.